At the NFL annual meetings, here with Joe Shad of the Palm Beach Post. Joe, you covered Vance Joseph when his 1 year there in the Miami. What did you take away from just your interactions with him?
I wish it was more than 1 year. So it's going to be difficult to think that you're going to pull him away from our weekly press conferences. We had a lot of fun times during those weekly press conferences, and I think the thing I appreciated most about Vance Joseph is when you asked him a question, you got a straight answer. It seemed to me that he didn't come to the table with the presumption that there was some reason to be paranoid or to deflect the truth. So if you asked him about a player's performance, he would give you an honest, straightforward answer, and not all coaches do that.
Do you think that'll help him, his communication, being a head coach now?
You know, it's interesting, like Byron Maxwell, who's a well-paid cornerback at Philadelphia, he was perceived as a busted free agent and came to the Dolphins and struggled early on and was benched. And for a Thursday night game against Cincinnati, very embarrassing. And I later asked Byron, you know, how do you feel about the way Coach Vijay and Coach Gase, the former Broncos assistant, handled that? And he was like, honestly, they couldn't have handled it any better. They told me what I needed to work on, why the decision was being made, and he said, frankly, he agreed with them. So I think players appreciate honesty, and Coach Gase and Coach Vijay have the same approach relative to say the same thing publicly that you're saying privately, and just make sure you're being honest.
Coach Gase this morning mentioned that he thought Vijay would just be one and done in Miami. Did you see that early on, like, hey, this guy's going to be a hot name come the offseason?
Yeah, you know, the Dolphins had a plan. They had a strategy. They brought on another assistant coach named Matt Burke, who will become the defensive coordinator. I think, you know, obviously Vance Joseph has many of the characteristics that you want, that an owner or a general manager or president wants in their coach, in terms of youthful energy and enthusiasm, charisma and ability to connect with both players and media, and I think that's something that Vance Joseph will be able to do.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate your time.
No problem.